This podcast is from Morning English.
Curl up and die.
Umbrage.
Take offense.
Take offense.
To leave a bad or nasty taste in the mouth.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. Hello, everyone. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Well, we all have moments of embarrassment that we're ashamed of.
But it's best to talk about it than to keep it bottled up inside.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 所以我们今天的话题啊，其实是要来讲一讲，怎么样用英文来表达，就是当我们感觉到自己受到了冒犯、羞辱。
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. 为什么要讲到这个内容呢？我们之后告诉大家。今天的节目内容啊，我们会整理成文字版的中英文对照笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”。私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Hey, Winter. I was reading about some news that there was this girl who went for an interview at a big company. And the company was checking her social media, you know?
I 看她的照片。
Yeah. Well, they found some pictures of her in the bikini and sort of sexy photos. Mm-hmm. And then they went and they posted it online.
It's illegal in Canada.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can't do that. And especially a big company wouldn't even think about doing that.
Yep.
So imagine if you were this girl. What would you do?
Well, if I'm in Canada, I will sue them, definitely. And no doubt.I'll win, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
But if I'm in China, I will sue them too. But I may also feel embarrassed. I want to curl up and die.
Oh, yeah. Because there would be a lot more judgment from other people about you here than in Canada.
That's very true. Especially for the bikini photos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that expression you used, that's very native, to curl up and die.
Yeah. To curl up and die. To curl up and die. What does it mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is used when you feel terribly ashamed and embarrassed. To curl up and die. To curl up is to make yourself into a ball, like how the fetal position, how a baby is inside their mother's womb.
Yep.
And of course, die, we know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.这 curl up 是这个动作啊，就是刚刚 Colin 讲到他在解释 curl up 这个词的时候呢，又讲到了另外一个非常 native 的表达，叫做 make yourself a ball，就是你自己啊把身体蜷缩起来，整个人都抱在一起，对吧？这就是因为我们感到非常的羞愧难当，然后觉得被羞辱了。
To protect yourself。
对，就你就会整个人就是都缩起来，对吧？蜷缩到一起，这个动作就叫做 to curl up。那 and die 大家都知道，那就是我都缩到一起想死了，就是羞愧难当。
Well, like animals do this when they're very, very sick, they go somewhere and hide and curl up very small, and then they might pass away.
Yeah.
And this is the feeling that we have when we're so ashamed and embarrassed and we don't want to see anybody.
Yes. So we just protect ourselves, our inner self.
That's right. So feeling so ashamed you want to curl up and die is one type of personality.But some people, like me, for example, are more likely to show anger and to want to fight back.
Yes. So any expressions for this kind of person?
Well, one might be to take umbrage at something.
Umbrage. U-M-B-R-A-G-E. Umbrage.What does this word mean?
Well, umbrage means to get angry and to feel as if you have been offended. Now, the thing to remember about this word, that it's more of a written word. We would say it about somebody else as well. I wouldn't say I take umbrage, but we might say he took umbrage at what they did.
Oh, okay. So you just mentioned another one, right?
Yeah.
Take offense.
Yeah.
This is a more oral one.
That's right. It basically means the same thing.As taking umbrage at something. But this is, now it can be used in written too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
But umbrage is written, offense is spoken.
Okay. 都是认为自己就是受到了侮辱、羞辱或者是冒犯的意思。
Yeah. So we might say, I take offense at the idea that I'm not a real Canadian because I'm not white. I take offense whenever people try to whiten my skin in photos.
是的是的，有的时候因为 Colin 的肤色并不是，他并不是白人，对吧？
Right.
所以就会说，哎，你不是 Canadian, but 就是 Canadian.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he took umbrage at the idea that he wasn't qualified for the job.
Right.
Yeah.
See, it works better when you say it about somebody else.
Yes.
Now, if you want to say something about an event or experience that made you feel disgust or ashamed afterwards.
就是什么样的一些经历或者是一些事情让你感觉到厌恶或者是觉得就是很羞耻。
Yeah, well, then you can use this one.
Yeah.
To leave a bad or nasty taste in the mouth. To leave a bad or nasty taste in the mouth.
Oh, like filling my exam left a nasty taste in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My recent breakup left a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, why?You've been dumped again?
Yeah, yeah. Not only did she break up with me, but to add insult to injury, I found out she's now dating my best friend.
Wow, so juicy.
Yeah, it's common, but I'm just kidding.
Okay, okay.
He's not my best friend.
好吧，开玩笑哈。Colin 老师啊，为了给大家示范这个例句，把自己都豁出去了哈。
Right, to add insult to injury. Add insult to injury. Now, insult means when you say something bad or derogatory towards another person with the intent to make them feel bad. Okay, that's insult. Now, injury here, injury is usually used physically, like on the body. Something hurts,
yep.
Right, in pain. But injury can also be to your emotions, to your mind. Okay, she hurt me by breaking up with me. And then she did another thing. She started to date my friend. So this is to add insult to injury.
Yeah. Insult 有那个侮辱的意思。
Yeah.
Right? 然后呢它其实这个意思是我本来都有个 injury 了你还 add insult。
Right.
就是说其实是伤口上撒盐的意思就是进一步来已经伤害了这个人然后再进一步的又侮辱别人冒犯别人让这个关系啊更加的恶化
Yeah.
Add insult to injury、
mm-hmm. Well, I think that's enough for today, don't you?
Yep, 好大家别忘了今天的节目内容呢我们都整理成了文字版的中英文对照笔记放在我们的微信公众号里欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字就可以来领取我们的文字版的笔记
Well, thank you for listening to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. See you next time.
See you.
Take offense.
Take offense. Yeah, the more I take offense. I'm so defeated, I can't get outside my head. I post a picture of myself cause I'm lonely. Everyone knows what I look like, not even one of them knows me. Yeah, I just want to drink tequila with my friends. I'm so defeated, I just want this shit to end. So I walk into the club like everybody hates me.